الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر وذكر الله كثيرا صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كل أمتي يدخلون الجنة إلا من أبى قيل ومن يأبى يا رسول الله قال من أطاعني دخل الجنة ومن عصاني فقد أبى وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم أيضا وإن في الجسد لمضغة إذا صلحت صلح الجسد كله وإذا فسدت فسد الجسد كله ألا وهي القلب ألا وهي القلب ألا وهي القلب أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم Respected Ulama-i Kiram, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, Allah has made this human being such that what we see, what we speak about, what we listen to, what we contemplate, this in essence forms a conviction within us. Understand it like a fuel. And this fuel or conviction or energy drives a person in a particular direction. If what he sees, what he speaks about, what he contemplates, what he propagates, the environment that he exposes himself to, if this is something that is correct, then the correct energy, the correct conviction is formulated within him that drives him in the correct direction. Conversely, if that which he is exposed to is negative, incorrect, then the incorrect conviction and energy forms within him, incorrect fuel that drives him in the incorrect direction. This what I have mentioned in a few sentences, in fact, is the crux or explanation of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which I mentioned in the beginning. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that in the body is a piece of flesh. إِذَا صَلُحَتْ صَلُحَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّ He said, if this piece of flesh is corrected, what is meant by salah and khair of this piece of flesh is the correct conviction, the correct fuel. If this is correct, صَلُحَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّ Then from every limb of the body of this person, salah and khair will emanate. وَإِذَا فَسَدَتْ Conversely, Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that if there is fasad in this piece of flesh. What is meant? Fasad of yaqeen. Incorrect yaqeen. Incorrect conviction. Then fasad al-jasadu kullu. What does this expression fasad al-jasadu kullu mean? That whatever robe this person may adorn, whatever robe he may adorn, whatever facet of society he may occupy, whatever his role may be, whoever he may be, wherever he will be, he will spread fasad, he will spread zulm, he will spread oppression. As a father, he will be a zalim to his children. As a mother, she will oppress her children. As a businessman, he will be a zalim. As a doctor, as a lawyer, as a professional, whoever he may be, whatever role he may be, he may have in society, whatever he has acquired, whatever people look up to him, whatever position is assigned to him, in that particular position, he will be a source of zulm and oppression if this piece of flesh is incorrect. And three times Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam reiterated, "Hiya al-qalb, Hiya al-qalb. He said, it is the heart. What is the conviction of this heart? What is the environment that we expose ourselves to? What do we speak about? What do we contemplate? What do we propagate? Like the poet puts it beautifully, Yaqeen mithle khalil atish nashini. Yaqeen Allah masti khud gazini. Suno tehzeeb hazir ke giriftar. Gulami se batar be yaqeeni. He says, bring the yaqeen, bring the conviction of Khalilullah Ibrahim alayhi salam. And Allah will turn the fire into a garden for you. Bring the yaqeen and conviction of Ibrahim alayhi salam and you will taste the sweetness and ecstasy of this life. And then he says, Suno tehzeeb hazir ke giriftar. Listen. Listen, those who have become enslaved to this modern culture and environment. What culture? What environment? This batil propaganda machinery that is espousing its message 24 hours of every day, whether it is the news, whether it is the media, whether electronic media, printed media, whether the so-called educational institutes, the schools, the universities, every direction, one basic message is being propagated. Paisa ho to kaam banega. Acquire the material wealth of this world. In fact, such an effort subconsciously is being made upon us that our conviction or attitude towards people is on the basis of the person's financial status. What we say, if he has little money, he is a lower class income. Lower class individual. Society categorizes people on the basis of their financial achievement. Middle class people are who? What is meant by middle class? Middle class means middle income. VIP, professionals, look up to them, idolize them, revere them, honor them on the basis of what? If the bank balance is big, look up to him. Lower class income, lower class individual, lower income. Middle class, middle income. Higher class, higher income. What is behind this? What is behind this batil message that is being propagated 24 hours of every day? That acquire the material wealth of this world, in this is everything. And at the altar of this, this human being, once this conviction enters the heart, once this fuel, this energy, that this dunya is everything, that which in reality, khaliq e dunya, Allah, what does he say? وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. Allah says, a conviction which will convince you of the importance of this life is nothing but a deception. Passing phase and ephemeral existence. Ali radiallahu ta'ala used to say it like this, An-nasu niyam. An-nasu niyam. Idha matu intabahu. He used to say people are sleeping. While you are awake, you are sleeping. While you are awake, you are sleeping. He says, idha... An-nasu niyam, you are sleeping. Idha matu intabu, when you die, you'll wake up. If the correct effort is not made now, when you die, you will wake up. What is not a reality has become a reality to us. I remember, I think it was 2 years ago, I was sitting in Etikaf, Nafil Etikaf, latter part of Ramadan, Masjid Hilal, late one night. One Pakistani brother, MashaAllah, he's big size like me. 1:01 in the morning, he came in that tent where I was sitting. There was a little partition. Very jovial character. So he's telling me, Maulana, you know, something is confusing me. So I said, what? He says, when we were little boys, we used to go to the graveyard if there was a janaza. And we used to look at that bier, the janaza being lowered into the grave. It used to have such an effect upon us. That black hole, that black pit in the ground. Insects, worms. He said, we used to look at that. We used to look at the darkness of that hole. And for 2-3 weeks after that, at night, we couldn't sleep. It used to worry us. We used to get nightmares. He says, now I've observed the janaza is being lowered into the ground. And the cell phone is ringing by when my container is going to arrive. Why my container is delayed? What happened to this deal? What happened to that transaction? He says the business transaction is happening right in front of that janaza. He says, what has desensitized us like this? What has made, in reality, to explain what he's saying, what has made such an effort upon us, blinded us to such an extent, like we heard last night, Sheikh Ismail from Somalia in his bayan, what he mentioned? He mentioned the jadu, the sihr, the magic of this dunya. The magic of this dunya that has blinded us to such an extent that which is not real, we have made it real. Allah will say on that day, the day is coming. أَوَلَمْ نُعَمِّرْكُمْ مَا يَتَذَكَّرُ فِيهِ مَنْ تَذَكَّرُ وَجَاءَكُمُ النَّذِيرُ Allah will say, did we not give you age? What is meant by age? Did we not give you intelligence? Did we not give you the understanding? Did we not give you the opportunity? مَا يَتَذَكَّرُ فِيهِ مَنْ تَذَكَّرُ To heed the warnings. To realize that this dunya is not everything. No one came to stay. No one came to stay. Observe the newborn baby. Look at that newborn child. You'll find that the fist of the child is closed. When a child is born, the fist is closed. What is the message? What is the message that the fitrat and nature of this human being is such that he will want to grasp everything that he can. More than he can manage, he'll want to drink all the water in the ocean. He'll grasp and grasp and grasp for his entire life. But when the day comes for him to leave this world, and he is lying on that stretcher, and you are carrying it towards the Qabristan, observe that mayyat, his hand is open. Naturally the mayyat, the hand will be open. What is the message, what is the ishara? That Allah is teaching those that are alive, that are looking at this. He came with a closed fist, he is leaving with an empty hand. He came with a closed fist, but he is leaving with an empty hand. Nothing is going with him. Nothing of the material wealth is going to go with him. Sihr. Sheikh used the term sihr. He said it is a jadu. The magic. Not the black magic we go to the sheikh for to read Taweez and Rukya. No. The jadu of this dunya. The glitter and glamour. Allah will say, did we not give you life? Didn't we give you age? And more importantly, Allah will say, وَجَاءَكُمُ النَّذِيرُ Our warners came to you. Our reminders came to you. Well, normally we think this word nadir was used in Quran for Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Rasulullah Pak salallahu alayhi wa sallam is referred to as Bashir and Nadir, the giver of glad tidings and the warner. But in this context, Ja'akum and Nadir does not only mean Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. It doesn't mean only Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What does it mean? Every day that the sun rises, it is a warner. What does the sun do? It rises. Till it reaches up to the zenith, it lights up the whole world. That this is my Raj, this is my kingdom. I am in control. I have lit up the entire world. But what happens? What happens? Eventually, gradually, that same sun is swallowed by the blackness of the horizon of the west. Reminding you that don't be deceived by how big that bank balance is. Don't be deceived by the type of car that you are driving. Don't be deceived by the places of merriment and music. Don't be deceived by the 5-star hotels and the huge long holidays that you plan and the vacation periods. Don't be deceived by the red carpets that are stretched out for you. Don't be deceived by those servants that are running at your beck and call. Know and understand. Mata'ul ghurur. That Allah who created all this is telling you, it is a deception, it will pass, this is not the reality, suno tehzeeb hazir ke giriftar, like that poet says, listen, those that have become slaves of this culture of deviation, deception and darkness, gulami se batar be yaqini, worse than being a slave is incorrect yaqeen. Coming back to that conversation of that brother. He says, Malisa, why is it like this? Janaza is going down into the grave and we're doing the next business deal. Why have we become so desensitized? So I said, you tell me why. Clean shaven brother, outwardly not much deen in him. But look at the understanding, what an intelligent reply he gives. He says, Malana, I think it is that shaitan box that is doing this to us. That shaitan box is doing, making us live in a dream world. That actor dies, reading from one script, we start crying. And next week we're looking for the next movie the same actor is in. Living in a deception. أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَىٰ وَأَضَلَّهُ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ وَخَتَمَ عَلَىٰ سَمْعِهِ وَقَلْبِهِ وَجَعَلَ عَلَىٰ بَصَرِهِ غِشَاوَةً فَمَنْ يَهْدِيهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ اللَّهِ. Allah says, why don't you look at those who have made their desires, their passions, their ilah? They are motivated. I want this, so I go in that direction. I want that, I go in that direction. أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَىٰ وَأَضَلَّهُ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ. And more dangerous, greater warning. Allah protect us. Allah says, despite them having the knowledge, we still deviated them. They knew the reality and still we deviated them. وَأَضَلَّهُ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ وَخَتَمَ عَلَىٰ سَمْعِهِ وَقَلْبِهِ وَجَعَلَ عَلَىٰ بَصَرِهِ غِشَاوَىٰ. A veil was placed over their eyes. Their hearts and their minds were sealed. فَمَنْ يَهْدِيهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ اللَّهِ. Now after this, who is going to guide them if Allah doesn't guide them? سُنو تحزیبِ حاضر کے گرفتار غلامی سے بتر بے یقینی. غلامی سے بتر بے یقینی. It is worse than being a slave to fall into this trap of deception that is around us. He says, Maulana, I think it is the shaitan box that is doing this, that has desensitized us. And then on a lighter note, his brother is telling me, he says, you know what, Maulana, I think we need to lose weight. He says, me, I used to take a bin bag, put it over my head and go running. It's caused me to perspire profusely. And then a few seconds later, he says, you know what, I don't think, let's not lose the weight. I said, why? Why you change your mind? He says, it's very hard. And he says, another thing, you know what, when they bury the other people, by next day they'll forget. When they carry our janaza, their shoulders will be painting for the next 3 weeks, they won't forget. They'll be thinking about us. Maybe they'll read some Surah Ikhlas. What this human being sees, what he contemplates, what he ponders about, this is forming a conviction. It's forming a fuel within us. Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam, every Nabi of Allah, from Adam alayhi salam to Janab Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the first fundamental, basic, primary effort of every Nabi of Allah was nothing else besides correcting the yaqeen of this insan. Break down the idols of ghayrullah. What is society telling us? What are the so-called schools, media? What is the so-called schools, universities, so-called institutions of education purporting? What is their ideology? Paisa. You will be successful, revered, honored. People will look up to you. What is Allah telling us? What is Rasulullah Pak Sahasam telling us? What is Quran and Hadith telling us? Find Allah and you will find everything. Find Allah and you will find everything. Make the Qibla, the Rukh, the direction of this heart, Allah. Any hope, any aspiration, any goal, any ideal that this human being will entertain or aspire towards, Quran tells us where we will find it. You want barakat? What does Allah say? وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. You are looking for barakat in dunya. Allah says we have kept it in iman and taqwa. You want respect? وَلِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةُ وَلِرَسُولِهِ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. You want superiority? وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. You want to be loved by the people, accepted, revered, honored? سَيَجْعَلُ لَهُمُ الرَّحْمَانُ وُدَّا. This is in Allah's hands. You want wealth? يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. You will find it with Allah. You want to solve your problems? وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. Allahu Akbar. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. You want to solve your problems, Allah says, develop taqwa. Allah will be sufficient for you. Allah will be yours. Whatever you aspire for, whatever you want, Quran and Hadith is telling us, turn towards Allah. Make the rukh, the direction, the qibla of this heart, Allah. Break down the idols of ghayrullah. This was the da'wat of Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam. And this responsibility of da'wat was given to every ummati of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why? Because the first fundamental basic, this idea, my respected brother, shaitan plants the seed in the mind. Why do I need to give da'wat? Why do I need to give da'wat? I am a Muslim, I'm making my salah, I'm practicing upon deen. The first benefit of da'wat is islah of yaqeen. Correction of yaqeen, this heart. To correct the yaqeen of this heart, the amal that was given to this ummah is da'wat. Without da'wat, this yaqeen will not be corrected. Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam, they came with this. If there was anything more superior than this, then Anbiya would have been given that. During this yaqeen, when this correct effort was made, whatever challenges came, whatever obstacles there were, nothing could shake them. We find expressions in the riwayat, Hummilu ala al-akhshab. People were crucified. Nushiru bil-manashir. Their bodies were cut into pieces. وَيُمْشَتُ بِأَمْشَاطِ الْحَدِيدِ مَا دُونَ لَحْمِهِ وَعِظَامِهِ. Human beings, the flesh of their bodies were separated from their bones, metal rods were used. Such tests and tribulations came upon them. But what does Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say? Nothing could shake them. Why? Because they had the correct yaqeen in the heart. That Allah is everything. This is the only foundation. This is the only foundation that will drive the human being in the correct direction. This correction of this yaqeen to make the qibla and direction of this heart Allah. وَرِضْوَانٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. What does Quran say? The greatest goal, the greatest aspiration of any human being is that he finds Allah. Allah becomes happy with him. Whether you have a roof over your head, a mattress underneath you, whether you have a pillow, whether you are living in a palace or a hut, if you have found Allah, wallah, by the qasam of my Allah, more wealthy than you, there is no one. And if you have lost Allah, you can have a 10-figure bank balance, live in a palace, have servants at your beck and call, you, greater pauper and loser than you, there is no one. Quran is full of this, tariq is full of this, the hadith of Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is full of this. Unfortunately, such is this napak, filthy environment we find ourselves in. The other day, a few years ago, I met one businessman. What did he say? He said, Maulana, be realistic. Be realistic. If you don't take loans on interest, or we don't get involved in riba or interest, how are we going to be competitive in the marketplace? Analyze the statement. How is it even going to be ever possible for such an for one who has uttered a statement like this to bring his life onto Shariat and Deen, who is prepared to challenge Allah and say to Allah that you are saying riba is haram and I am saying without it my risk and my sustenance cannot reach me. How is he going to bring his life on Deen if this is the conviction? The presentation is very beautiful. MashaAllah, the property is there, the rental income more than adequately meets the monthly riba installments. Put the down payment, pay the deposit, sign on the dotted line. This is a win-win situation. This is what society tells us. What is Quran and Hadith telling us? When that document is presented in front of you, and you are told by sign on the dotted line, what are you signing? You are not signing some contract. You are not signing some business deal, entering into a business deal which outwardly, ostensibly appears to be a win-win situation. When you will put pen to paper, when you will sign on that dotted line, in reality what are you doing? فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا فَأَذَنُوا بِخَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. Quran and Hadith is telling us what? When you will sign on that dotted line, you are signing a writ and a declaration of war with Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi. How are you going to win such a war? How is there ever going to be barakat? How is there ever going to be chain? How is there ever going to be peace? Why? Why is it? We are worried all the time. No peace. No contentment in the heart. This is happening to my children. This is happening to my home. What's the root cause? Who have we made war with? Who have we turned our backs upon? Normally when Sahaba used to narrate the sayings of Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we will find generally, سَمِعَتُ النَّبِيَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ قَالَ النَّبِيُ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. Sahaba would say, I heard Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saying, or Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said this, or Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam observed this, or this interaction occurred with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Very rarely we will find in hadith this mode of expression that is found when it comes to this issue of risk and sustenance. When Rasulullah said, this was such an important topic, such an important subject matter. This is such a dangerous curve for his ummah. Such was the level of his compassion and concern for his ummah. Then look at the mode of expression. This hadith, it doesn't come, قَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ سَمِعْتُ النَّبِيَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. He says, وَإِنَّ جِبْرِيلِ نَفَثَ فِي رَوْعِي. وَإِنَّ جِبْرِيلِ نَفَثَ فِي رَوْعِي. What is the translation of this? He says, Jibreel came and blew this into my heart. Look at the difference. Even those who don't understand Arabic, قَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ سَمِعْتُ النَّبِيَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. وَإِنَّ جِبْرِيلِ نَفَثَ فِي رَوْعِي. Jibreel came and blew this into my heart. إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَن تَمُوتَ حَتَّى تَسْتَكْمِلَ رِزْقَ. He said, it is impossible for you to die. Your mort will not occur. There won't be an accident. You won't fall down. You won't get a heart attack that will cause your death. Nothing will happen to you that will cause your death. Nothing fatal will ever occur to you by the qasam of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam until you do not finish down to the last penny that risk and sustenance which Allah ordained for you. And not now, 50,000 years before the creation of the heavens and the earth, Allah decided already. This is decided, yet look at the effort of incorrect conviction, this environment around us. Not only the rich, don't fall into that trap, even the poor. What the poor man says? He buys a lottery ticket and says, Marisa, make dua, my number comes. This incorrect napak yaqeen, this incorrect napak environment has made it halal, so-called halal, for us to lie, for us to cheat, for us to deceive, for us to falsify documents, for us to usurp the wealth of others, the land of others, property of others, deny our female relatives of their inheritance. Person is going for Hajj and Umrah is eating up the haqq of others. Person is building masjid is eating up the haqq of others. Outwardly 5 times musalli eating up the haqq of others. What is behind this? What is behind this, this incorrect yaqeen? Paisa, 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 wealth is everything. Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam made this effort. Turn the heart towards Allah. Have conviction in the treasures of Allah. What are the treasures of Allah? Allahu Akbar. Ya ibadi. Ya ibadi. Law anna awwalakum wa akhirakum. Wa insakum wa jinnakum. Wa hayyakum wa mayyitakum. Wa ratbakum wa yabisakum. Wa saghirakum wa kabirakum. وَذَكَرَكُمْ وَأُنْثَاكُمْ. O my beloved slaves, Allah addresses you. Hadith Qudsi, the words of Allah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Allah addresses you, O my beloved slaves, if the first and the last amongst you, every human being, every jinnat, every insan, every male, every female, every old, every young, every race, every creed, every color, every nationality, from Adam alayhi salam to the last person to come before Qiyamah, all of you at one time have to gather on one plane. Imagine this. And all of you have to ask me at one time, India alone, the most populous nation on this world, in this world, they estimate there are 360 different languages. They estimate in the world there are 6,000 different languages. How many different languages? How many different dialects? Sometimes the person is speaking English and you need to translate. Speaking the same language. The other day someone sent me one message. They say these people from Italy, they came to South Africa. So they got into a conversation with someone. They say we migrated from Italy and came to South Africa. They say, what's wrong with you? Gone off your head. Such a safe, secure environment and you came to South Africa. You haven't read the papers. Rape, rooting, looting, murder, robbery. What, you came here to die? They say, no, we came yesterday. Same language, yet mode of expression, accent, that also makes it difficult to understand. What is Allah saying? Every human being, billions and billions and billions and billions of insan, someone in Arabic, someone in French, someone in Italian, someone in Spanish, someone in the myriad different languages, different modes of expression, different dialects. Some loudly, some softly, those that can't speak dumb from the heart, all at one time. We find this expression in riwayat, يَسْمَعُ ذَجِيجَهُمْ بِاخْتِلَافِ لُغَاتِهِمْ وَلَهْجَاتِهِمْ لَا تُغَلِّتُهُ تَثْكَثْرَةُ الْمَسَائِلِ لَا يُلْهِيهِ قَوْلٌ عَنْ قَوْلٌ لَا يَمْنَعُهُ فَضْلٌ عَنْ فَضْلٌ. Allahu Akbar. Allah will listen to each one individually. The different mode of expression and manner in which they present themselves will not confuse Allah as to what each one wants. فَآتَيْتُ كُلَّ إِنسَانٍ مَسْأَلَةً مَا نَقَّسَ ذَلِكَ مِمَّا عِنْدِي إِلَّا كَمَا يُنْقِسُ الْمِخْيَةُ إِذَا أُدْخِلَ الْبَحَرُ. Surah Pak says that Allah says, if I have to grant every insan, every jinnat, whatever they ask and beyond that, this will not diminish from my treasures, not that much as if you were to take a pin, poke it in the ocean, lift it up. How much of water that pin has diminished from the ocean, not that much will the fulfillment of the desire of every insan and jinnat diminish from the treasures of one Allah. This yaqeen, this conviction, that businessman or that doctor or that lawyer or that professional who has this yaqeen, wallah, whatever challenge will come. Whatever challenge will come, he will have this conviction, ar-risku ala Allah, ar-risku ala Allah, ar-risku ala Allah, my risk is from Allah. It will be impossible for him to break the command of Allah. Why? Because he has this conviction. وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. Allah says, nothing is moving on the surface of this earth, but I have taken upon myself that what I have ordained for that creature, for that creation of mine, will reach it. Allah invites you, look at the animals. وَكَأَيِّم مِن دَابَّةٍ لَا تَحْمِلُ رِزْقَهَا اللَّهُ يَرْزُقُهَا وَإِيَّاكُمْ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. Allah says, look around you, which animal do you see carrying its sustenance for tomorrow with it? Which animal do you see carrying its food for tomorrow with it? That animal with its minimal intellect has the understanding that, Allah who fed me today will feed me tomorrow. That Allah who fed me today will feed me tomorrow. Where is this conviction? Amass, amass, amass. What is behind it? What's going to happen tomorrow? What's going to happen tomorrow? What's going to happen? Are you going to be here tomorrow? Some farishta came and told you. Do you have some special connection? What is the direction we are going in? Musa alayhi salam passes by one rock. Allah commands him, take your staff and strike the rock. He strikes the rock, it opens up. Inside is another rock. Strike it, strikes it. That one opens up. Inside is another rock. Allah commands, strike it. That one also strikes it, opens up. Inside three layers of rock, there is a tiny insect. Musa alayhi salam looks closely. In the mouth of that insect is its risk, a blade of grass. Allah commands him, listen to what it is saying. What tasbih is saying? What is that insect saying? Subhana man yarani. Subhana man yarani. Ya'rifu makani. Yarzuquni wala yansani. Glory be to that Allah who in three layers of rock is looking at me. Knows of my condition, is sustaining me. وَلَا يَنْسَانِي. And that Allah who has not forgotten me. وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ غَافِلًا. Allah is not ghafil of any of His creation. First challenge. First test comes. What do we do? Straight away we turn to the makhluk. First problem, run to the bank manager. First problem, run to the friend. Run to the next person. Stretch your hand out. Understand, my respected brothers. Every two human beings, Allah has created on an equal footing. Everyone is on an equal footing. Till when? Till when? Till the day you stretch your hand out to the next human being. The day you stretch your hand out to him, you have elevated him. And you have demeaned yourself. Young boy Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, what does my Nabi say to him? وَإِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَاسْأَلِ اللَّهِ وَإِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَاسْأَلِ اللَّهِ وَإِذَا اسْتَعَنْتَ فَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ. When you ask, ask from Allah. لَا تَخْضَعَنَّ لِمَخْلُوقٍ عَلَى طَمَعٍ لَا تَخْضَعَنَّ لِمَخْلُوقٍ عَلَى طَمَعٍ فَإِنَّ ذَلِكَ مُضِرٌّ مِنْكَ بِالدِّينِ وَاسْتَرْزِقِ اللَّهِ وَاسْتَرْزِقِ اللَّهِ مِمَّا فِي خَزَائِنِهِ فَإِنَّمَا هِيَ بَيْنَ الْكَافِ وَالنُّونَ. Like the poet puts it beautifully, he says, do not demean yourself. Do not humiliate yourself. Do not lower yourself. Do not disgrace yourself before the makhluk by putting your lalach and your desire before them. Don't stretch your hand out to غَيْرُ اللَّهِ. فَإِنَّ ذَلِكَ مُضِرٌّ مِنْكَ بِالدِّينِ. Because this will harm your deen. This will harm your ta'alluq with Allah. This will harm your connection with Allah. This will harm your conviction and reliance upon Allah when you will place your reliance upon ghayrullah. وَاسْتَرْزِقِ اللَّهِ Turn to Allah. Seek from Allah. مِمَّا فِي خَزَائِنِهِ فَإِنَّمَا هِيَ بَيْنَ الْكَافِ وَالنُّونِ Because Allah's treasures are limitless. For Allah it is kun fayakun. For Allah it is kun fayakun. Be and it is. One occasion, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is sending one jamaat out in the path of Allah, 400 sahaba. Faqa, time of poverty, lack of means in Madinah Munawwara, whatever little there was, provision was given to each sahabi. One sahabi inadvertently, Khudayr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Rasulullah Paak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam forgot to give him his provisions. First challenge comes. Such an effort of yaqeen Rasulullah Paak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made upon Sahaba Ikram. What does Khudayr do? Inadvertently, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam forgot. 10 Sahaba sharing one camel. Intense heat of the desert. Arduous journey. Minimal provisions and he has nothing. What does he do? Looks to the heavens. Oh my Allah. Oh my Allah. Your Nabi forgot. I did not remind him. Oh my Allah. Risk and sustenance is coming from you. Ya Allah, let your zikr become my sustenance. Subbuhun, Quddusun, La ilaha illallahul malikul haqqul mubeen. Saying this, he moves in the path of Allah. He does not present his need before anyone. Jibreel is sent. Ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you forgot to give Khudayr. Quickly, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prepares some barley, some dates, some ghee, some honey. Parcel is made. Sahabi is dispatched. Catch up with that jamaat. Give this to Khudayr. Listen to what he is saying when you approach him. And when he receives this, the words he utters come and report back to me. As the sahabi approaches, he can hear Khudayr. Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah. La ilaha illallah. Allahu Akbar. Khudayr. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is asking for forgiveness. Jibreel came and informed him that you did not receive provision. Now this has been sent for you. Khudayr, with tears in his eyes, he looks to the heavens. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Alladhi dhakarani min fawqi arshihi wa min fawqi sab'i samawatihi. Allahumma kama lam tansa Khudayr faj'al Khudayran la yansa. Glory be to you, my Allah. Praise be to you. Shukr to you. Who remembered me from above his arsh. And who remembered me from above the seven heavens. Oh Allah, like you did not forget Khudayr. Each one of us, bring this in front of us at the first obstacle. When the temptation is there for riba. When the temptation is there for deception. When the temptation is there to lie. When the temptation is there to deceive others. When the temptation is there to enter into a false promise. When the temptation is there, keep this in front. My Allah is looking at me. My Allah has not forgotten me. Allahumma kama lam tansa Khudayr. Wallah, as you did not forget Khudayr, faj'al Khudayran la yansak. Let Khudayr never forget you. Let Khudayr never forget you. When this report comes back to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, if only you could see, if only you could see the noor of these kalimat lit up the entire universe. This yaqeen and conviction, what did my Nabi say? Inna nafsa lan tamuta hatta tastakmila rizqa. It is impossible for you to die until you will not complete down to the last penny. That risk and sustenance which Allah ordained for you. So what? What is the message? What is the message? Fattakullah. Fattakullah, fear Allah. Fear Allah in the manner you utilize your time. Fear Allah in the manner you utilize your wealth. Fear Allah in the utilization of the bounties which He has given you. And more importantly, وَأَجْمِلُوا فِي الطَّلَبِ وَأَجْمِلُوا فِي الطَّلَبِ No Tabligh Jamaat, or no Nizamuddin, or no Raiwin, or no organization is stopping you from earning livelihood. This is part of Deen. And not just an ordinary part of Deen. Not just an ordinary part of Deen. Amongst the galaxy of Sahaba, it is the consensus of ulama, ijma of the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. The top 10 Sahaba were who? One majlis, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Abu Bakr fil Jannah, Umar fil Jannah, Uthman fil Jannah, Ali fil Jannah, Talha fil Jannah, Zubair fil Jannah, Saad bin Abi Waqqas fil Jannah, Saeed bin Zayd fil Jannah, Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah fil Jannah, Abdul Rahman bin Auf fil Jannah, Ridwanullahi anhum ajma'in. All these 10 Sahaba in one majlis, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Jannati, 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 Jannati. These were the top 10. Amongst them, Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Abdul Rahman bin Auf radiallahu anhu, these were known, renowned traders. In fact, Abdul Rahman bin Auf, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave him the laqab and title, Tajirul Rahman, the businessman of Rahman. The businessman of Rahman, when he passed away, it is recorded in the books of hadith, in the books of history. What was the inheritance that he left behind? 3,102,000,000 dinars. 3,102,000,000 dinars. Top 10 Sahabi. What dinars? What is dinar? Gold coins, not this paper currency. Now they deceived us, this paper currency. Even worse than the paper currency became the plastic currency. Person got a plastic card. What is behind it? Spend what you don't have. Like our brother Sulaiman Patel always says, buy things you don't have with money you don't... Buy things you don't need with money you don't have to impress people you don't like. What is behind it? Plastic currency. Plastic. Not that time. Gold coins. 3,102,000,000 dinars. 1,000 camels. 1,000 horses, 10,000 sheep, and gold tiles, cutting those gold tiles to distribute them amongst his heirs, the saws would break. And yet Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Tajirul Rahman. No jamaat, no organization is stopping you from earning. This is part of deen. At-tajirul saduqul ameen ma'an nabiyyin wa siddiqeen wa shuhada. The truthful and honest and amanadar businessman will be raised with the Anbiya, with the Siddiqeen, with the Shuhada. What are we being stopped from? This bagdor. This chase. Relentless chase. Rat race. Moving the goalposts. I remember how many years, how many examples there are. Allah give us all the tawfiq to make amal. How many businessmen I met? Maulana, you know what? Just got that target. One more shop. I just got to take my business just to this level, then I'm ready to go in tabligh. That was 20 years ago. 20 years is gone still. How many times the goalpost has been shifted? One relative of mine, businessman, I remember many, a lot of times I remind him. He wrote on paper, when I reach this target, I'm ready for 10 days. I tell him, you know what, your paper is lying in my safe. It's gone 10 years, leave 10 days. This is what, Quran and Hadith is stopping us from. This relentless rat race. Allah hasn't sent us to become businessmen. Allah hasn't sent us to become professionals, doctors and lawyers and engineers. This is a necessity. Wallah, who are we? Who are we? What is Quran telling us? Khalik kainat, Allah praises you. Kuntum khayra ummah. Kuntum shabash. Congratulations. The ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are the best. Kuntum khayra ummah. Why? Ukhrijat linnas. You were taken out for hidayat. You were sent and selected and chosen for the effort of hidayat, for the effort of Anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam. Read the history of Islam in the first century of Islam. Jamaats left Makkah and Medina. Jamaats left Saudi Arabia. They migrated. The purpose of migration was business. Those jamaats, they migrated for business. But in their hearts was the fikr of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They had their priorities right wherever they went. Read the history of Malaysia, Indonesia, Philippines, China. Wallah, no sword was raised to spread Islam. No physical jihad took place. Islam reached those countries to businessmen. People went there for trade. But in their hearts was the worry and dard of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah changed the languages of those places, the culture of those places, the deen of those places through these people. And millions were given hidayat. The most populous country in the world, Muslim country, Indonesia, businessmen spread Islam. This was in early centuries. Recently, go to South America and cry tears of blood. Go to those places and cry tears of blood where Ulad al-Sahaba, generations in whose blood and in whose veins the blood of Sahaba was flowing. They migrated recently, last century. They migrated also for business. But in the heart, the fikr of deen wasn't there. Allahu Akbar, go. And the person will tell you, my grandfather was Muslim. I don't know anything about Quran. I don't know how to read Kalima. Here the karguzaris of the Jamaat that have been. What is behind this, this incorrect conviction? We are not told, don't do business. Wallah, we are told, go in the path of Allah to learn how to use your business to earn Jannah. Go in the path of Allah to learn how to do such a business that Quran says, Hal adullukum ala tijaratin tunjikum min adabin aleem. Should I not show you a business? Allah says, people of Iman, should I not show you a business? What will this business do? Build your bank balance? Make your legacy in society? Make you slave and slave and slave so that your next generation and children can usurp it in front of you? No! We will show you a business first benefit, tunjikum min adabin aleem, which will save you from Jahannam. Where is this business going to be learnt? تؤمنون بالله ورسوله وتجاهدون في سبيل الله بأموالكم وأنفسكم. Allah says, believe in Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam and strive in the way of Allah. Strive in the way of Allah not only with your wealth. Not only with your wealth. MashaAllah, this mindset is there. Write the check, no problem. Take me, I got a problem with that. Take me, write the check, no problem. Among Sahaba, as we mentioned, Abdurrahman bin Auf, Usman radiallahu, such businessmen they were. Once there was drought in Medina Munawara. Lack of goods in the marketplace. Normally when there's a paucity of goods, what people do? They stockpile. Stockpile, keep it in the warehouse. Customer comes, listen, container got delayed. Goods haven't arrived. Why? Because he knows next month price is going up. That is our mindset. There was a drought in Medina Munawara. There was no goods. The wholesalers of Medina, the news spread far and wide that the caravan of Osman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, 1,000 camels laden with goods has come. Wholesalers of Medina gathered. There was an open auction. Someone said, Osman, whatever you paid, 10% profit. 10% on your capital. Someone said 20%. Osman said, I have a better offer. Someone said 30%. Someone said 40%. Someone said 50%. Someone said 60%, 70%, 80%, 90%, 100% return on investment. He still says, I got a better offer. Now they are confused. Who is this? Who is this businessman giving you a better offer than this? How can it be possible? Osman says, what offer do you have? He says, I've got an offer 1,000%. 10 times return on capital. They're totally confused. Who gave you this offer? He says, my Allah has said, man ja'a bil hasanati falahu ashru amthaliha. The one who will bring one, I will give him 10. There is drought in Medina. I'm making all you people a witness. This entire caravan of goods is sadaqah, khairat on the poor of Medina Munawara. That night, Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala sees a dream. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam dressed up, handsome. Obviously, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was handsome. But now even more, dressed up, elated to see Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Yet Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is in a hurry. Ya Rasulullah, where are you going? He says, in return of the sadaqah of Osman, Allah performed his nikah with one of the hoors of Jannat. And to the walima of that nikah, every Nabi of Allah has been invited. I am rushing to go to the walima of the nikah of Osman radiallahu ta'ala. They were also businessmen, not unsuccessful businessmen, successful businessmen. But behind it was that correct yaqeen, correct conviction. بِأَمْوَالِكُمْ وَأَنفُسِكُمْ بِأَمْوَالِكُمْ وَأَنفُسِكُمْ Allah says, not only your wealth, you also. You cannot learn Iman in your office. You cannot learn Iman in your surgery. You cannot learn Iman in your protected environment. You have to learn Iman in the same Maidan and field which Sahaba of Rasulullah Paak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam learnt Iman. Osman in Tabuk gave 1/3 of the provisions of the entire delegation. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam picked up the wealth of Osman, and over and over again he said, Ma darra Osman, Allah ya'mal ba'da. From now till he dies, if he doesn't do another good deed, Jannat is wajib for him. Yet, this did not preclude Osman from going himself in Tabuk. Bi amwalikum wa anfusikum. Your wealth and you have to go in the path of Allah. Dhalikum khayrul lakum in kuntum ta'lamun. Allah says this is better for you if only you knew. No prohibition from business. Ajmilu fi talab. My Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, adopt moderation. Adopt moderation, understand what is your purpose, who you are and why Allah has sent you. Allah has given you abilities, you are using it to amass this dunya. No problem, Allah give you more barakat. Those same abilities, use them to amass your akhirat. Use them to open up branches. Branches in Indonesia, in Malaysia, in America, in Australia, in China. Go in the path of Allah and open up those branches, such branches that when you are in your qabr, they will be earning for you. That salah that will be read, that sadaqah and khairat that will be given, that zakat which a person for years didn't give that he will make tawbah about, all that you will be in your qabr, you strove in the path of Allah, all that will be given to you. To learn that, my respected brothers, we are asked not to close our businesses, not to give it up, not to close our practices, but to give time in the path of Allah, so that we can learn how to use that to earn our akhirat. So for this, who is ready, inshallah? First in this majma, stand up to give our names to go 4 months in the path of Allah. Come, my respected brothers.